Hello, welcome to the AF Mentors podcast. I have something very special to share with you today. And the reason that I've created this is that I've mentored hundreds of coaches. I've spoken to thousands of coaches about their problems. And without a doubt, the most common problem that coaches have is attracting and converting leads into clients. Now, side note here, I kind of hate the word leads. I much prefer to call them people that you actually want to help, but alas, it's far less catchy and people don't actually know what I'm talking about when I talk about that. So use the language that my target audience uses, leads. Anyway, I want to solve your biggest problem. So I've been in a bit of research / creative mode over the last few weeks. I've actually been a bit more quiet on social media, especially on the AFM page, because I've been building something. And I am now very proud of this. It is the exact system I use to drive clients into my business, and it works whether you have 800 plus clients like I do at the moment, or you're looking to get your first 5 clients. The difference is I have now systemized it and packaged it up so that it is actionable, right? Before, I was trying to teach people it, but it wasn't like tangible enough. There wasn't enough action points to it. So it took me a while to kind of synthesize everything and create what I've now created. This is going to be a 30-day program. It is not an evergreen course because people simply do not do them and they do not action them. And I want you to get results. This is my reputation on the line. I don't want you to be like, oh yeah, I did Emma's little lead gen course thing and it didn't really work for me. No. This works if you commit to it. And if you put in the work, you will get an outcome here. And I'm also going to make some very clear expectations of what this is and what this isn't. Because rule number one, maybe not rule number one, one of the most important rules in business is to set expectations and then over-deliver on them. Or that's how I run my businesses, right? If you want happy customers, so you can apply this to your own business, if you want happy clients, you need to adopt this principle. People are only happy based on the expectation that they had. Like, think about that again. Like, people are only happy based on the expectation that they had. This is, by the way, why Americans are generally not that happy, because they're sold the American dream. And then their reality usually isn't anywhere near that. Anyway, if you think it's going to rain all day and then it's just a little bit cloudy, you'll be pretty happy, right? If you think it's going to be sunny all day and then it's cloudy all day, you're going to be pretty dissatisfied with that. Dissatisfied with that. If you think that this month you're going to make £2,000, but you actually make £5,000, you're going to be absolutely buzzing. If you think that you're on for a 10K month and you only make 5K, you're going to be really pissed off and disappointed, right? Expectations matter. The same is true for your business. If you're running a group coaching program and people think they are getting a one-to-one service, they are going to feel let down. So I want to be very clear here. This is not business mentoring. This is me teaching you a clear, concise, actionable process to get you more clients, a process that is proven and that works. It works without sleazy selling in DMs. It works without randomly messaging people. It works by creating real connection with your audience, as well as authority, expertise, and delivering value. The reason that people will pay for something that you do is because they value it. Money is just a value exchange. There is no point having loads of connection and with people if you don't show value. Now you just have loads of mates, not customers, right? I think sometimes that's almost been overemphasized. Just chat to loads of people in your DMs, like you'd be really approachable. You have to be really approachable and show that you can help them, right? It's not, otherwise you just have loads of people that you talk to, but they never value what you do enough to actually buy from you. You need both, and you need a bit of authority with that. So what is in the program and what should you expect? And I've called it 30 for 30. And the reason that I've called it this is that one of the biggest perceived barriers to building your business is that you need more time. And when I delve into this with coaches, they normally admit that they don't need more time, but they end up procrastinating because they don't know what they should be doing. Thus, You don't need more time, you need more focus. And you will be amazed at what you can get done in 30 minutes of daily commitment, right? Hence, 30 for 30. And if you cannot find 30 minutes a day to build your business, then you probably need to reevaluate how much you want to build your business. As a side note here, I realize life happens, right? And some days it might be impossible, or you just want a full day off. Fine, make up for it on another day. Don't be a perfectionist. Don't use it as an excuse to give up. Don't hold yourself back with unrealistic expectations. But I would try to instill a habit of 30 minutes every day on some of the principles I'm going to show you. This will be somewhat hard work and it'll be a lot of fun. Like, building a business is fun, especially one that you love, but building a successful business does require hard work. And I'm not going to bullshit you on that. The point of the 30 minute minimum commitment is to force you to take action. It's to get you out there marketing your business and put that into your daily routine, because that is how you will be consistent and that is how you will ultimately get results. Now, could you do more than 30 minutes and get more results? Yes, of course, right? It's a little bit like when you tell your clients to do a 20 minute workout if they don't have time to do the full workout. Is it as good as an hour workout? No, like, you're kidding people if you think it is. But is it infinitely better than doing nothing? Yes. And the other reason it's 30 days is that, much like with a health and fitness goal, most people chop and change too much with their marketing and they give up too quickly and they never actually figure out what works. If you try something for a week and then you give up, it's not the approach that was the issue, it's your consistency, right? I need you, if you want to do this, to commit to 30 minutes for 30 days. Get your head down, take action for 30 days, and take action before you look for results. I do this with everything I do. If I'm like, yeah, I want to try that, okay, can you commit to it for 30 days? Because if you can't, there's not really any point trying it. If you're going to decide after a week, it's not going to work. If you try lives and you do two, it's a complete waste of your time. Commit to it for 30 days before you can start to think about seeing some of the returns of that. Now, you might see a benefit before that, but usually, and I would say especially with marketing, but kind of the same holds true with, I guess, like body composition goals as well, you'll really start to see the fruition of your hard work after 30 days. So, what will this course cover? I've broken this course down into 5 lessons, all with actionable to-do lists to complete after. So you will leave each lesson with, this is exactly what you need to do. That's probably one of the most important parts. Again, that's what reduces overwhelm. Now, I was thinking about drip feeding this over 30 days, but then I thought, but you need all the information to action it. It doesn't really work. I thought the sooner that you get through them, the sooner that you can apply the knowledge. So they are short, sharp, actionable, and you will be left with these clear, concise to-do lists to complete based on each lesson. And I was going to read out the curriculum, but I'm actually just going to leave it. So the curriculum is all on the website, which I will put in the show notes, just in case I change any of the titles. And you will also have weekly mastermind tutorials. I will also put the times and days of those on the website, which again will be in the show notes. You'll be able to ask questions there. If you can't make them live, you can ask the questions before, but I would try and come live, because then we can go a bit two-way discussion back and forth, figure out exactly what's going to work for you. Now, I wanted to make this course as cost-effective as possible. It's really targeted at people that I really want to help but can't afford mentorship, which, by the way, if you're thinking, oh, should I do this or do the mentorship, you will undoubtedly get better results doing the mentorship. But if cost is a barrier for you, this is going to help you drive some leads into your business. Now, the other thing I would say is I'm going to have 30 spaces open for early bird. So if cost is an issue, get in quickly, because they are significantly cheaper. And again, the pricing is on the website. Just a reminder, this course is for one purpose: to increase leads. It is not to look at your coaching service. It is not for your positioning and how you're selling. It's not for you to, well, I mean, it is a little bit of how you're selling, but anyway, it's not how you deliver your coaching in the most effective way, or your business model, which, by the way, is massively underrated. I've doubled coaches' revenues very easily by simply changing their business model. It's such an underappreciated consideration. Anyway, this AFM lead generation formula, which I'm going to walk you through, teach you over the 30 days, works at any stage of your business. Like I said, I've used it with coaches who are going from 0 to 5 clients, or from 100 to trying to reach the 200 mark of clients. And I use it myself. And what's interesting is a lot of semi-successful business owners think that they need something shiny and new and uniquely different. And usually they don't. They need a systematic way to package up the basics and apply them over and over again and tweak the way that they apply them, right? Much like your basic exercise program will it always include the fundamental lifts, like you're going to squat, you're going to deadlift, you're going to bench. They should be the pillars of your plan, much like your marketing principles that I'm going to teach you over this 30 days should be the pillars of your plan. How you apply them might change. That's where the testing comes in. And you could see that as changing someone's sets and reps and tempo, but you're not going to be like, oh, do you know what we should do now that you've mastered the squat is never squat again. We'll just do, I don't know, some weird ass single leg Bosu ball shit instead. Like, no, it's the basics. The basics are the basics because they work. So if you don't want to spend hours cold DMing people, if you feel icky constantly trying to sell to people, if no one is booking sales calls, and when they do, you hate pressure selling to them, this is for you. This will bring out the best in you and your coaching and give you a systematic way to attract leads, nurture them, and get them to sign up into your business. I want to help you build a business that you love without selling out and without compromising on your values. Let me show you how to build genuine connection, respect, and authority, and show you that you don't need to be sleazy, you don't need high-pressure sales tactics, you don't need to hate that side of your business. You can be genuine. And also, this is probably the most important part, the power of taking action, and not just any action, but the right action consistently. Probably most importantly, let us take the overwhelm away, show you where to focus your efforts, and actually start to get results. The link to sign up is in the show notes, along with the start date and extra information. Make sure you check all of that first. There's also a link to talk to me first if you're not sure about whether this is right for you or not. Just quickly, know you can't start at a later date. Know there won't be another intake. Know there won't be a better time to start. Start now because you will regret not doing it. P.S. There are only 30 spaces at the early bird offer. You snooze, you lose. This is the cheapest you will ever be able to get this. And the level of support that I'm going to give into this, especially this first intake, is next level, because I genuinely want you to get such good results. That's what's going to build my reputation as well. So it's a win-win situation. As I said, to find out more, click the link in the show notes. I also run my own Instagram. It's not a random VA, so message me there at AF Mentors. I probably miss it if you message at ESG Fitness, so maybe stick to at AF Mentors. And that's all. Talk soon. Bye.